Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone, I hope you're doing well today. Today we are going to be talking about something that's been on my mind lately, but I've been seeing on social media a lot lately topics that relate to this, and so I just felt in my gut that it was time that I discuss it on here, and I hope that you are able to get something out of it. But first, I would like to say if you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad you're here, and if you're not new here, thank you for coming back. I'm so glad you're here as well. So this kind of came to a head this morning on a Facebook post in a group that I'm in. And what had happened is one of the ladies had asked about Lisa Turkhurst, who I've read several of her books. There's some I haven't read, but I've read several of them. I've read several of them more than one time. She's been extremely helpful in a lot of the things that I've learned in dealing with like my weight journey and things like that. And what they had asked is, if she was a sound Bible teacher. And so you can imagine there were tons of different answers and different ways that people were interpreting what she said. And one of the things that came out was that she was basically into me-ology. So like basically where her books were all about her and they weren't about pointing you back to the Lord or about pointing you back to the Bible. And I don't believe that at all. It kind of made me think about the things that I used to write about when I was blogging and also the things that I talk about on this podcast. And what Lisa does is shares her story and the messages that she was receiving from the Lord during that time or how the Lord was convicting her or working through her to be able to get through those hard times in her life. And that's also what I do. I'm not a preacher. I've never been to seminary. I've never been trained in theology. I've been a Christian since I was 8, but to be honest, I didn't really start walking with the Lord until several years ago. And so I'm still learning. I've questioned a lot of things and I've had to change the way I think about a lot of things. And I like the way I share things is to hopefully encourage and to give you hope and to say, this is where I was at and I was really down and out, but this is how the Lord came through for me. And to me, that shows how He is faithful. And I don't feel, obviously the Lord knows the heart and other people can assume what they want, but I don't feel that that's me being stuck on me. My genuine heart for this podcast and for anything I post on social media, anything I post in my Facebook group, my heart is for you to take it to the Lord and to say, is what she's saying correct? Was this you that was talking to her that made her feel that way? What do you have for me? You know, what can I get out of her story that you want me to learn? I don't ever want you to come to any of my social media, this podcast, anything like that, and take what I'm saying as gospel truth because I'm human just like you. And all I can do is share what I feel the Lord is showing me and how He is faithful to me to get through the hard times. And so to hear them say that about Lisa, is there some ways that maybe she said something she shouldn't have or maybe took something out of context? Maybe. But is it better for her to just not say anything? I think we can completely get into a headspace, and so many of us do, me included, where we're terrified to even say anything because everybody wants to come out of the woodwork. One of my friends calls it the church Karens, which is funny to me, but they come out of the woodwork to tell you where you're wrong. And if I'm genuinely wrong, or I genuinely misspeak or take something out of context or use a verse in a way that it wasn't meant to be used, I am all for somebody private messaging me, sending me an email, having a discussion like an adult, and maybe I will still feel that I'm right and that's okay and we can differ. But maybe it'll, you know, cause me to go back and also to rethink what I said. But to say that people are stuck on themselves because they tell their story, I just don't think that that's a fair representation of what's going on. I also wondered if, you know, like, is that what I'm doing? Should I back up and change the way that I talk about the Lord or about Christianity or about faith? But if I don't relate that to how I walk that out in my daily life, how will you know that there's fruit in my life? And how will I proclaim God's goodness if I don't tell you how he's been faithful to me? And so I feel that that's the path I'm being led down. I feel that I am to use my voice to encourage and to give other people hope. There's so many people that are hopeless in this world and that are riddled with depression and anxiety and are just struggling and stuck in the hard times. And there's so much more than that for them. And I just feel that that's my calling, to use my voice to do that. And I, every morning, every morning I have devotions and I pray and read my Bible. And every morning it's on my prayer list, that whatever is not of the Lord, you just don't even hear. Those words out of my mouth just go in one ear and out the other and you don't even hear them. And I just pray that the Lord will make me his mouthpiece and that you get from him, just using me as conduit, that you get from him whatever you need to hear at that moment in time. Sorry about that. And if my story encourages you in any way or helps you in any way, or maybe makes you have questions that you can then go search out, or you can find a Christian mentor that can help you work through those, or if it sends you back to the Bible, like, absolutely go check everything I ever say against the Bible. Like, the Bible is what's true. And I'm just a messenger. I'm just sharing my story and praying that the Lord uses it to minister to you in whatever way he sees fit. Back in February, refunded one of my clients and told her that I was going to put my coaching on pause because it had come to my attention through nobody else, just my own convictions, that a lot of the things that I was talking about kind of were verging on the Word of Faith movement. And that's something that I never want to push on anybody. I don't want to be part of anything that's not of the Lord. And a lot of the self-help world can get into that Word of Faith, prosperity gospel type teachings. And I want no part of that. And I was just terrified that I was going to say the wrong thing and to lead somebody astray. And I absolutely did not want that. So I took a step back and I refunded her the money and told her what was happening and that I just needed to kind of regroup. And since then, I have actually found a program that I use to coach now, and it fits perfectly into biblical principles about taking your thoughts captive and how to change the way you think. And I'm 100% on board with the tools that I have now to be able to help in a way that is biblical. If any of you on here are not of the Christian faith, the tools can also help you as well. But as far as those that join me in the Christian faith, I'm always going to point you back to the Lord, and I'm always going to point you back to the Bible. But at the same time, I'm still going to tell you my stories and how the Lord is working in my life. And if I'm having, you know, some kind of an issue where I'm feeling kind of depressed about something, or something bad happens in my life and, you know, the Lord is showing me verses, I'm definitely going to share those. And if they don't resonate with you, that's fine. Or if I use them out of context, like I said, feel free to, you know, ask me questions about it, or to go read it for yourself and to get what the Lord wants you to get out of that. But to totally discount somebody because you feel like they're focused on themselves, I think we need to be very careful when we say that, because it's so hard to make yourself vulnerable and to put yourself out there and to try to fulfill the Great Commission when you have people coming in your back door that are constantly questioning everything you do and everything you say. And language can be taken so in such a different way. There's a couple of books that I've read that I love, and I think they're spot on, that are basically, the one is called You Are Not Enough. And I agree with that 100%. However, if I'm going to tell you that you're enough, it's because I know you and I know that you have a relationship with the Lord. And because of that, you are enough. You are enough in Him. But I shouldn't have to say in Him. And so right there is an example of how people can take things differently. But instead of asking the person or giving them grace or asking them to explain further, we just jump on the bandwagon that they're a false teacher or they're a heretic. And that's just not fair. So I guess this is kind of just saying, please just, if you're going to judge people, give them the benefit of the doubt that you don't necessarily know where they're coming from or what's going on, or not even necessarily how much training, but maybe they're just trying to share their excitement with you for the things that the Lord is doing for them. And just because they're sharing that doesn't necessarily mean that they're a preacher. Like, I'm definitely not a preacher, but the Lord has been so faithful to me and has come through for me so many times. And there's just been so many ways that He's worked in my life that I'm going to share that. I believe that times are winding down before the second coming, and I'm going to do what I've been called to do and hope that by sharing my story and my hard times that people will come to Christ because of that, and their forever eternity will be changed because of that. So again, just be careful when you're judging people, you know, how they're being called to share Christ with the world. Not everybody is trained to do this. Some people are just called to do it and they're just taking messy action. And I hope that you can see that and appreciate that. And I hope that it maybe inspires you to speak up as well. And, you know, to share that part of you with the world and be that Titus 2 mentor for somebody that maybe is not as far along as you are. But don't be scared to keep your mouth closed just because there may be people that attack you for what you're saying. I think you need to be willing to take constructive criticism and to go back and fact check yourself and to make sure that you are spreading things that are true and that are biblically accurate. But at the same time, if God says to open your mouth, I just want to encourage you to open your mouth and to tell people how great He is. So that's it for today. I hope you guys all have a great weekend, and I will talk to you again on Monday. Bye-bye, everybody. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.